Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo, with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, good afternoon. Buenas noches, donde quiera que estén.
By the way, I've had a few He Said listeners talk about, which we're going to do, I think, for our next episode. We're going to post on our social, and we're going to open up to listener questions. We want to hear whatever you guys are thinking. We want to know. We want to talk about it. We want to tackle it. So. Yes. We will put that post up and make sure you drop in your questions so we can talk about it on the next episode.
I forgot my retainer again.
Yeah, your retainer doesn't even exist.
But why am I doing that?
You don't even use it.
It's so weird. Surprisingly, my jaw has been doing better.
I don't know how.
I don't know how.
How is that possible?
Maybe because of all the other stuff that I'm doing, inflammation is going down, things are moving around.
Can we talk about...
It's cooking!
Let me tell you all... how proud I am of myself for keeping my cool this weekend.
What happened?
Because I took Dylan to Legoland for one of his good friend's birthdays. And let me tell you, you should definitely stay. It was a great experience. Legoland was fantastic for the kids, and they treated us so well. But if you're ever going down there, stay down there. I decided to drive down for the day. Everything's going great. We're on track. Thank God my wife or my daughter were not with us because
Why?
It would have been a disaster. I get a flat tire, which I haven't had in, I don't even know. I've had nails in my tires. You have to plug them. Da, da, da. I had a flat tire on the freeway, had to pull off. Basically 45 minutes to get AAA. Had to go with a donut tire. Can't go over 50. I have another, I don't know, 70 miles to get to Legoland. So I find a Mercedes dealer. I get them to swap my tire. Now I'm behind 3 hours. So our hour and 45 minute trip to Legoland took me over 3 hours to get there. did Legoland for however many hours, came back, and my other tire was flat at the end of the night. Had to fill it with air, overfill it, and basically I'm driving home super late at night, monitoring as the PSIs drop every 10 miles. I'm dropping PSI all the way down, trying to make it home. My trip ended up taking about 7 hours total, or it's like 6 hours of my day.
I am so glad I wasn't there.
If Rosalind had been there, or my daughter, by the way, they were both going, oh my God, this is ridiculous. This is, that car is a mess. That car is a jinx. Everything happens with that car.
Everything happens with that car.
Dylan was such a champ. Our little boy was so good. He was so scared and panicked about my tire being flat, and he was just so supportive and down for the adventure, and my wife and my daughter would have
in the meantime, I was at the Grove, which is this fabulous outdoor shopping mall.
Doing a big Cali Water event.
I know, in Los Angeles, doing the launch of Cali Water. Cali Water Kids, the pouches.
So this amazing drink that we love, right? Cali Water. It's an electrolyte drink. It's
a cactus water.
Cactus water instead of coconut water. And we now have kids pouches that are,
you know, investors in the company, by the way, and we believe in the product a lot, and it's hydrating, it's
delicious and very low in sugar. It's just a great alternative.
Only 10, every pouch is only 10 calories and 3 grams of sugar.
Sweetened with stevia, monk fruit, like good sweeteners.
No artificial anything.
It's a product we are proud of.
So I was there with our daughter and we had a blast, and then Sebi had her
and
first.
And Vanessa Hudgens and Nikki Reed, Brooke Burke.
And then we had, Sabella had her first disco party. One of her kids at her class, it was his birthday, and they threw this neon. We talked about it. Guys, so Eric was in Legoland Nightmare. And
no, let's not say Legoland was great. I was in Traveling Nightmare.
And I had to go take Sabella at 7 to her disco thing, which is a drop-off. But I was like, you know what? I know the parents, but I haven't seen them in a long time. I've never been to this house. So I just want to walk her in. She's mortified because she's like, Mom, she doesn't want me to go. But I walk her in. The house was stunning. The entire thing, it's decorated in neon colors. When I'm talking about this pizza station, this graffiti station, this mocktail station, dance floor, DJ, that party was lit. I couldn't believe my eyes. I was like, I want to stay here. Like, I want to be part of this party. Of course, she dismissed me. So I had to leave.
Every parent had to go. So we shouldn't just dismiss her.
Yeah, so I left. And then 3 hours later, at 10 o'clock at night, I pick her up. The thing is going, it was like a rave. Fantastic. 10, yeah. I pick her up. She gets in the car. She is so happy. She goes, this is the best day
they
of my
a
life.
Mocktail, a mocktail station, DJs, all these different desserts and treats and hydrogen.
It was amazing.
Pirate's booty, like smoke coming
out
of
your mouth. That's how a party should be
done.
Neon.
Yeah, it was incredible. But then
now the pressure is on, guys, because you know that I have to do something incredible now for her next birthday.
It's not a
competition. I'm already planning her turn. You know, she's going to go
13.
From a teen.
13 will be a big one.
How do you call it? Like a tweenie? No, from a.
She goes to a proper
from
teenager.
From a tween to a teen.
Yeah, it's a proper teenager.
It's going to be on that party.
We'll have to do something. Here's what I will say.
We're going to do something huge.
So emotional. So she doesn't really have a phone. Like, I don't want her to have a phone where she's calling. So she has, but she has a phone. She likes, it's like an AirPod, right? She likes to listen to music and she likes to do all that with her phone when we travel for tennis. But she also takes her pictures with it, and all the pictures come to my phone. So anyways, I guess Rosalind allowed her to take this to the party, which I would not have, but I'm glad she did, because she was capturing memories from her, you know, night out. But when I watched, because they all came up to upload into my cloud to my phone, when I saw these videos, I was crying. It was really weird.
I know, Eric's
over
crying.
I got super emotional because I was like, oh my God, we don't have a kid anymore, a baby. She's dancing and, you know, just like acting like a young lady. It was really difficult for me. I didn't like it. I mean, I did like it for her because I know it's part of the growth and the journey, but it was really hard for me.
And then on top of it all, we go to the Pasadena Playhouse, to this beautiful theater.
Oh, that was funny.
In Pasadena, to watch a play written by our friend Gloria Calderon-Caled. And it was about the Latino experience, about this, how this well-to-do Latino family, they have an only child, which is a daughter. The daughter goes to college. Now she comes back home and announces to the parents, I have a boyfriend. They meet the boyfriend for the first time. And it happens to be that she is married and she's pregnant. So all hilarity ensues. It was so phenomenal, but it's about their baby girl.
Only child.
Only child becoming a woman. and how as Latinos, you know, how you navigate that world of your daughter eloping and not telling you anything about, I just got married, and how the mom as a Latino woman is devastated. So it was all about his coming of age story about this girl and her parents, and identity, you know, and how if you're Latino that don't speak Spanish, you feel a very certain way. And then if your husband's, it's fluent and he's fully assimilated, but still holds on to his roots, how it's different from you. I mean, Gloria covered every single topic imaginable, and it was so fantastic. So we left,
it really
and I
made
tell
you think. And on top of that, after coming out of this party, I was a mess.
And I was like, so Eric is crying because Sebi is going to a dance party, and now Eric is crying.
I'd lose my mind if she ever came home and said I got married without telling you, and I'm pregnant. I'll lose my mind.
What do you do? Like, what will you do? What are you going to do
after I lose my mind? I go support her.
But you have to support her 100%.
I'll lose my mind though at first. I'd be so sad.
But will you chew her out?
What can you do now? It's done. I mean, you have to support her, but I would be really bummed out. I don't know if I would chew her out, but I would probably go in a corner and scream and be mad, and then I'd come out.
This is very interesting because the play, guys, the guy that she's dating, he's Mexican-American, right? And he comes in to meet the parents for the first time, so self-assured, very outspoken, a little too outspoken, right? And very educated kid. And the dad, played brilliantly by Carlos Gomez, he's so annoyed that he's meeting this kid for the first time and the kid has zero fear or is showing zero fear about meeting the parents. You, Eric Winter, the first time that Sebi brings a boy to the house saying, or whoever, to the house saying, this is my partner and I'm in love. Do you expect that person to fear you, or you want the person to be like, hey, Mr. Winter, how are you? And talk to you like you're an equal, and you're just,
I want the person to respect me. I don't want them to fear me.
I want fear.
Yeah. You want fear?
For sure.
You don't. You're the furthest thing from that. You'd be exactly like Lana was in that movie. Oh my God. You'd be so trying to be happy until something turns sideways.
When it would turn sideways, I'd be like, hey, you need to check yourself,
dude. I would definitely want the person to respect me. I don't know if I'd want Mr. Winter. I mean, they don't have to do all that. I don't know.
Of course, I have to say, Mr. Winter. You're not going to say, hi, Eric, how are you? I'll be like, what the heck are you talking about? It's Mr. Winter and Ms. Sanchez.
Really?
That's why I told Isabella already about the kid that she believes is her boyfriend. And I said, when he talks to me, tell him that I'm Ms. Sanchez.
What'd she say?
I'm not Rosalind. She's like, man, you're being ridiculous. And I'm going, you better tell him that I'm Ms. Sanchez. He doesn't even look at me. That's
so
the problem.
So he's already scared.
Good for him. I want him to be scared.
I don't know. A little bit of respect. I want to try to be understanding. I'm hoping I'll grow with this in the process.
What if it's a kid that just by looking at him, you go, it's a bad seed.
Oh, no.
I don't like the vibe. I don't like the energy.
Yeah, that's going to be
hard. Or if we know that the parents are a little iffy.
That's going to be hard. That would be much harder.
Dysfunctional family.
That would be much harder. Because especially if the kid, even if he's respectful, but I know this is a bad seed, that would be really tough.
But what do you do?
The more you go at him, the more she's going to go opposite of you.
That's a
and
problem.
Sebi has already made those comments to me. Like, the more you tell me I can't do something, the more it makes me want to do it.
Ooh.
She's already said that.
That's crazy.
Which is typical teenage behavior.
Yeah, but to be able to verbalize that. Like, yeah, I never told my mom.
Because that's the freedoms.
I will act on it and I will do it. My mom would tell me something and she'll be like, you cannot see that person. And I'll be like, okay, now I really like him. But I never said to her flat out, the more you tell me no, the more I'm going to do it. She'll slap me.
No, I would agree with that.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20 en español.com.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of my Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
There's a headline. Some dating coaches online are pushing women to seek more traditional gender roles. Dating coach Carla Ella tells women not to go out with a man who is nice or who treats you right, but one who can afford them.
Smart.
Smart?
Very smart.
You don't want to be treated nice or right to someone that can afford your lifestyle?
I want it
her
all.
Her advice, while highly, you're not saying that.
I want it
highly
all.
Highly criticized by some who have seen her videos, has dominated the pockets of the internet and depicts heterosexual romance as a deal between men and women in which women are receivers and men are providers. How do you like that? How do you like them apples?
I don't like them, you those
want,
apples.
You want it all?
No, I
be
want.
Be the receiver.
I want equality.
Be the receiver.
I want to be able, I'm nice, kind, and I can support myself. So I want my man to be kind, nice, and support himself.
You don't
himself.
Need a man who can afford you. You can afford yourself.
I know, but it's knowing that if the shit hits the fan, he's there to provide.
And I want to know that if the shit hits the fan, you're going to receive.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Whatever this is, you're a receiver.
Receiver of what?
You got to receive everything. You got to be the one that I'm going to be the provider. I'm going to.
Like
you
me?
You have to be open to receiving whatever I'm dishing out. You can't just be demanding what you want.
I'm not demanding anything.
You can't be in control all the time.
I'm so confused right now. What are you talking about?
You are going to have to
I want to be self-sufficient and I want the man to be self-sufficient.
That's not what they're saying.
What are they saying? I'm confused.
Being the receiver, more of you can step, you can
like the woman, the woman provides?
No, and the man provides.
Oh!
You take the more traditional domestic role. You could work, but you don't have to be... the provider. You don't have to worry about all of those, you know,
maybe I don't have to be the provider, but I want to know that if something happens, I can provide. I don't like, you know, I have an issue with being dependent. I cannot be dependent.
I understand that you're very stressed out about that for whatever reason.
And listen, and it's also like, you know what's so interesting? Like, and this is something that ladies, you know, and I wish I had the maturity or the tools to understand things as simple as, and it has nothing to do with, because it was like, I'm going to give you like a dating experience of somebody that wonderful, wonderful person, great family. He was just amazing, right? But the first time I went to his place and I saw the bedroom,
What were you doing in his bedroom? I don't want to talk about this anymore.
No, but I wasn't doing anything in the bedroom. I'm just disgusting. I'm talking about looking at the bedroom.
Disgusting.
It was.
Let me tell you about the first time I was in a woman's bedroom.
Listen to me. It was such a mess. It was such a mess, Eric Winter. I'm talking about insane.
Why were you in his bedroom?
Like an earthquake. Because that's how you do as a grown-ass woman. I was in my 20s, so it's okay.
What? Why are you telling me this story?
You're missing the point.
I'm over that story.
I wish I would have been like, you know what? I'm going to walk in.
I want to change something. You know the first time I was in some woman's bedroom? You want to talk about that?
Every night you were in my bedroom. Every single night.
You want to talk about other women's bedrooms I was in?
You're missing the point.
Since we're being open about this?
I'm talking about...
I'm talking about my dating
cleanliness.
Past. I'll tell you about...
I'm not talking about dating anything. I'm talking about somebody...
When I went to somebody's bedroom, you want to talk about that?
Go ahead. Sue yourself.
You want to share?
Go. Tell me all about it.
I don't need to.
Was she shaved? Was she waxed? Was she clean? Did she smell?
I don't want to talk about
it. Was it fishy? Was it rosy?
Oh my God. Disgusting. Okay.
Anyway, you want to talk about it?
I'm not going to talk about it because I want to keep the harmony in our relationship.
Listen to me. You're missing the point. Let me finish my story.
You don't like dirty people. This is what I've been.
But this is what's. Okay, whatever. The place. The living room. It was such a mess that knowing, like in hindsight, right? Yeah. I want Sebi to be this kind of girl. She walks in. She assesses the situation. Place is a freaking
she ain't gonna
mess.
Be anybody's bedroom, I'll tell you that.
Get out, whatever she's at, even if it's the kitchen.
Settle down.
Walk in, walk out, realize this person is a mess. I don't tolerate that. And very few women have that. You just settled. You just go like, it's okay, he's a little dirty. But yeah, he's a mess.
Well, let me
he's a slob, but he's so nice.
Okay, so here's one of the things that I actually think is, this is one of the advices, you know, pieces of advice they're giving.
What?
Is that when you're in the dating space, that you should treat it as a bit of a game or a strategy to win, to attract a man who's willing to pay the bills, spoil his partner, gifts, and, you know, fund the lavish lifestyle. Now, I don't know about all of that having to be important, but I
well,
do love-
Well, that's what the coach suggests.
I do love the
game. Why don't you follow that coach?
But I love the game. I always
what
say
game?
This about dating, and I have to say, dating,
oh my gosh,
for me, I don't think you ever really liked dating, probably.
No.
Like, I actually think dating is a lot of fun, like,
no.
Especially first date, even if they go bad. No, it's so fun getting to know somebody, even if it's going sideways and you pay for the dinner and you have, you know, whatever, and you know it's not going to go any further. I love the whole one-on-one and getting to know somebody. But the thing that's fun about dating, and maybe, like I said, I don't think you like this, is I agree. There is a strategy. There's a game that has to be played. Mm. People like the chase. They like the pursuit. That's the animal nature. Like, you want to, as soon as somebody just caves or they don't make you chase or pursue, I think people lose interest.
So then how do you deal with marriage? You've been with me for 18 years. You already got me. And you like the chase so much.
You still make me
and
chase like, all the time. So it's not like I ever
and you're
have
like
you.
The dating, like getting to know you.
I'm constantly on the chase with you because it's like, it's always, oh my God, here, she made a right. She made a left. I got to chase her again. Oh my God.
That's so sad.
It's never a dull moment with
good,
Roslyn
I'm glad.
Sanchez,
I'm gonna have to keep it like that.
Which is very good.
Otherwise, you get bored.
No, I agree. I agree.
Don't get bored on me.
Huh?
Don't get bored.
I ain't getting bored. I ain't getting bored. You're a lot of fun when you want to be.
Oh, when I want to be?
When you want to be. When you're not just mouth guard in and pajamas in bed. You're a lot of fun.
Wow.
You know what I'm watching right now? You just watched a great movie. You know I'm watching this. I can't believe you're not watching it. This
what?
Documentary on the New England Patriots.
The football thing, yeah.
Fascinating. It's so good. It's so well done. It's done by Imagine Entertainment. They did such a good job with this documentary. That's totally
you didn't
off
fall
topic.
Asleep?
No, I always fall asleep. But I mean, I just, it's something that we totally switched gears from like,
we're all over the place.
But it's a documentary. It's on Apple TV. I think people should really like it. Whether you love or hate the Patriots, I think it's a great.
Do you believe all the negative stuff that they're exposing?
Yeah, I think all that stuff. Was,
no way!
Was,
do you
yeah,
think they 100%. Were looking at the
proven.
Coaching?
That was proven. He got suspended. Yeah. But everybody does that. This is what happened with the Astros back in like their past World Series victory. They were stealing signs. People do this all the time. You just can't get caught, and they were videoing it. That was the issue. So people steal signs.
And do you
constantly.
Think that was what is his name? Galiski? Chalisky? The coach. What is his name? Galiski?
Belichick. There's Gronkowski. Was a tight end.
No, Belichick. Do you think Belichick is the one that wanted that? That yeah, order that, somebody to
one,
video?
He's the one that got nailed.
So
he's,
how is it possible that he's still coaching?
Because he got penalized.
He should be banned.
That was a lot of the, well, he shouldn't be, yeah, that was a lot of the issue. They said that the NFL didn't suspend him. They didn't put him through enough. They just fined him, and which wasn't that
and
big
do you think
fee.
The, what's his name? The love of your life, Tom Brady.
Love of my life is Rosalind Sanchez.
I know. Tom Brady, do you think it was proven that it was like the weight on the
well,
balls
they haven't
and whatever?
Gotten to that episode yet, but I can't wait to get to that.
Is he a cheater, like Sebi says?
Everybody in professional sports, to some degree, they
don't say that.
They
That's
all
awful.
Break rules in some capacity. They do. It's just a matter of who gets caught. There's always little things. They would talk about when you go to other arenas and you go to the locker room and they leave it dirty, they leave it smelly, or it's not comfortable. They always want to get in players' heads. Like, they would mess with players at the hotel. They always are.
Really?
There's always something that goes on. That? I don't think it's as extreme as maybe that all the time, but I think everybody's trying to find a one-up.
Well, I'm watching, I saw American Fiction, this movie, guys, that I highly recommend.
Not a new movie, it's an older movie.
No, it's new.
How new?
They just won the Oscar. The guy won the Oscar.
Just did?
Yeah, American Fiction.
I'm way
yeah,
off. I'm way
and
off.
I'm listen to me. I have a new goal in life.
Did you win the Oscar for best
no,
film?
No, but I think the writer wants something. Huh? I think the writer wants something. Let me tell you something. I am obsessed with Jeffrey Wright. That's his name, right?
Oh, he's a great actor.
Oh,
he was in Westworld. He's fantastic.
Oh, he's the one on Westworld.
Yeah, he's
no,
fantastic.
No, but you know, I like him more on American Fiction. This movie, he's so good.
He's really good.
He's so good. I was like, oh my God. Like my dream was always to work with Al Pacino. To this day, hopefully I will accomplish that before he, how old is Al Pacino? He's getting there, right?
He's up there.
Yeah. But
near retirement,
I'm all into, I'm into Jeffrey Wright. So good. Anyways, what else I was going to tell you? I have to tell you one more thing before we go.
We also have it won Best Adapted Screenplay. That's what it won.
That's
you're
what
right.
It
and
was.
Al Pacino's 83, by the way.
83? Oh, he still has some time. He has some time.
With Al Pacino anytime soon.
Why are you saying that?
Because I just don't see it happening.
Wow, thank you.
Like my angels, my love, my boys.
Wow, I appreciate that. That's a faith you have in me.
He's 83.
He can work until he's 93.
I just don't know that the timing is going to line up.
Whatever. Anyways, whatever.
Maybe.
I like him. Anyways.
We better get planning making our spring break plans.
Spring break is going to be lame. Oh, look at this. Woman says her 50,000 wedding ruined her life after snowballing out of control. Life isn't a Disney movie.
I mean, that's...
Our wedding was out of control as well. And I was super
our
stressed.
Our wedding was crazy.
It was the best day of my life. I had a blast. But the planning, I believe it when it's you do all this work and it goes so fast. And everybody enjoys themselves more than you. Although I have to say that I did enjoy myself like crazy.
It's like she said, the stress not only prevented her from enjoying her wedding day, but it all finally, it impacted her months afterwards. I don't discredit that. There is so much. Okay, going back to Sabella. If she ever got married without telling us, I'd be pissed. And I'd give her, we would give her the best wedding. We would be, you know, part of that and pay for what we have
to
pay
for.
No,
do me a favor. I don't want you involved in her wedding. Allow me to do it all and do the budget because I can't go through the same thing.
You'll sell our house to do her wedding. We have to.
For sure.
I have to manage some of the finances.
No,
here.
Don't manage anything because you're going to make it not a great experience.
No,
her wedding is going to be all my planning.
It will be great. But my point is, there is a lot of stress.
What if she never wants to get married? What if she's one of these chicks that goes, I don't believe in marriage.
I can see
that's just a paper.
I see her wanting to, but. I just do think there's too much stress put on this one day that, yeah, the repercussions can go on long after. I mean, financially, it can really screw you up. People, you know, put too much money into that. They don't even worry about the down payment on a house. They should be focusing on things like that. And also, it is supposed to be for you. And people are so worried about how everybody else is experiencing your day. So it takes away from your
enjoyment. That's why some people elope. And they just keep it very simple and very small.
I just think you can make it less stressful by not doing too much. Can you handle that? Can you do that? You definitely, when we got married, he was like, you want to do more and more and more. And I was so stressed out.
It was epic.
It was great. It took us some time to recover from it. It was definitely
epic.
A giant event.
It was awesome.
That was a stressful, beautiful day.
It was amazing.
So you think you have to spend all this money for a wedding? You don't think it's worth it to just try to pace yourself and do something nice and have it under control and manageable.
I feel like it depends on the family. You know, if you can afford it to go all out, by all means, go all out. If you can't and you have to do something medium size, as long as you make it meaningful and beautiful, that it means something to you is fine. And if you want to make it with just three people, you can still make it epic and make it stunning.
Okay. So we'll do that for Sabella's 13th birthday.
What?
Meaningful. Three people.
I don't know what she wants.
Epic.
I will make whatever she wants to do, I'll make it epic. Even if we're not invited.
All right. Till next time, everybody, look for that post. put your questions in there and we will tackle it next time.
Yep.
Love you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.